Well, we can go through them easy that way.
Number one, we adopted 1A.
That's correct.
On number two, we adopted 2C.
Correct.
On number three, there was lack of a second. There were no motion.
No change.
So it's not. Number four, we did what?
No motion.
That's right.
So that did not change. No change.
Number five was no motion. Right?
Correct.
Right.
Number six was the realtor sign and temporary construction sign.
And that was a no vote.
That was a no vote as well.
Number seven, we adopted motion number seven.
Correct. And eight.
Number eight, we adopted motion number eight.
Number nine.
We adopted motion number nine.
With an amendment.
As amended. We adopted motion number 10.
With an amendment.
Let me get that.
Amendment to the amendment.
Yeah, amendment to the amendment. Number 11, we did nothing.
Correct.
12, we passed 12C amended. 13,
no change.
No change.
We didn't do anything. And 14C, we passed.
That's correct.
I believe now, is there anybody at this dais right now that would like to revisit any vote we've taken before we turn this off?
It may not be a vote, but a clarification.
Wait a minute.
The one question I have, Mr. Sharp, there was a question, I believe, on four as to whether or not, or excuse me, on one of those concerning whether or not there was going to be a variance on the distances.
Yes.
Was that addressed?
And well, when we looked at this after, had a chance to look at it, Mr. Robertson and I looked at it, the way that it says is in section one, make sure I'm quoting the right one. 159.5B6. It says no variances shall be issued for the regulations for this article for off-premises signs. I don't think that that would be a prohibition on variances for on-premises signs. So,
okay. All right.
I just have some general questions.
Mr. Cole.
No,
we're done. I mean, go ahead.
Okay, we're done. Okay. Let me get this straight now. Is there anything in what we've just done that places any limits on animation on on-premise signs?
No.
I'm just asking you two right now. So,
no.
In this thing. So my understanding is on-premise signs, which are 200 square feet, which the whole 200 square feet can be a sign. As we go down Coastal Highway, we see it. Anything goes. Correct.
They are not allowed to have flashing, live streaming, or live action or streaming video or continuous scrolling.
They are not.
They are not allowed to have that.
You're sure of that? That's on-premise and off-premise?
Yep.
Okay, and on seconds now, are we on-premise, off-premise, everything 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
10 seconds and 1 second on off-premise. Mm-hmm. There is none on on-premise.
Correct.
So there's no limit on?
No.
So a message could be 2 seconds? Mm-hmm. 2 seconds? 2 seconds? Yeah. 1 second? 1 second? Okay.
Cup of coffee.
Okay. Ongoing business. Could you... elaborate on if we have a question of what constitutes an ongoing business. I know we've looked at a billboard in the question of abandonment and stuff. We're going to tie it to permit. If it has an active, valid permit, that would mean it's not abandoned, and a permit's issued every year.
Yes, permits are issued.
So if they have a sign, it's clearly been abandoned, but the owner keeps getting a permit for it. That means that billboard is still a viable billboard. It's not been abandoned.
Well, if it's a billboard you're talking about.
Okay, let's say off-premise, what it define it, abandonment?
Right here, the way it is in our code, page 2, a sign that for 6 months or more no longer directs attention to a business, commodity, service, or entertainment conducted, sold, or offered elsewhere other than upon the premises where the sign is maintained and no longer markets, advertises, or promotes the sign for sale or rent.
So even if the guy waives his permit, but he's not doing this, it's still abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now go to an ongoing business, because it's referenced in here about ongoing business, that an on-premise sign and an ongoing business. where is the connection? What, so can somebody clearly identify, is it just going to be a business license, or does it going to be similar to this, that they've got to actually be marketing, advertising, promoting, having actually having office hours or having something that's open? Or is it just a shed that could be office with the word office hanging on it? Ongoing business. I know it's a tough one, but I just think it should be, it's going to be something that we're going to be grappling with forever if we don't.
I see this as one that when you're looking at it from, I'm sure there are agency regulations and so on about ongoing businesses. Trying to think of a good example. I don't know if you can think of one, Mr.
Is there anybody? I just think there should be some kind of definition. Right?
Yeah, and I think I'm not sure that the definition would fit all the scenarios. I mean, you would look at, like you said, whether there's a business license that exists for the property. You'd look at whether, you know, there's anything actually occurring there. You would look at whether the premises has a big old for rent sign in the window. You know, they're not there anymore. To try to pin it down with a single definition, we could try to work on something, but I think it's
especially
going to be tough
in a place that's seasonal.
Yeah,
That could potentially be a challenge. You know, I think
well, seasonal business is ongoing. It's a ongoing seasonal business. But I know just some. I don't want to get the situation where we get an on-premise sign application, and it's they've got a structure there with no intent to do anything, but they're going to call it the office, or get a business license for it. So. And it wouldn't constitute in most people's opinions, a logical conclusion would not be that this is an ongoing business. Is it something we can attach definitions afterwards, or it should be right now, I guess, if we're going to enforce this thing? Does our consultant have any idea what an ongoing business would be?
He
shake no.
Everything that I've seen, they've always tied it to a business.
Just tied to a business. Should
come up on this.
Okay.
But I think, like Mr. Robertson said, it's going to be very difficult to craft a definition to cover the circumstances that you're talking about. I think it can be done. And I think we could do that later on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see, I don't know, my travels to work, I see a pole building, real nice looking, looks like a garage on somebody's lot. Would they be able to put, I believe they're having flea markets, but would you be able to put a sign up for that on premises, a business sign?
Okay, I think we are done.
I didn't get an answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
It's going to depend on the base zoning and the permits they have.
Yeah.
The permits, if they have the permit for the flea market uses, activity. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Vincent.
The realtor signs.
I think at this point.
The realtor signs. We didn't finish the realtor signs thing.
Well, we did. We voted it down.
Well, but 32 feet is not practical. 32 square feet. Because...
No, it was 10 square feet.
10 it's square 10. Feet. Anyway.
If you are discussing this, should we be leaving the room?
Yes.
All
right.
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds
it's
like
just a practicality. I think it was issue.
Mr. Cole, leave.
I don't think it would be any momentous thing, but it would have been practical, been more practical, if I remember correctly.
And?
Yeah, what number?
As we had indicated on a prior matter, Mr. President, in looking back on the votes on that matter, it took all three votes in the positive for that to pass.
Correct.
Mr. Wilson voted no, so a new motion for reconsideration would need to come from Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, what we voted down, it was 2-1, it got defeated, was number six.
Number six.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Which... change the size of realtor and temporary construction signs from 10 square feet to 32 square feet, unless in a subdivision. And revised P&Z version of did not state rental or lease, then we added that in there. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Now, if you wanted to separate the two, motion 6B changes the size of the signs for just realtor signs.
Mm-hmm.
And since there had not been a vote on that, one of the other members could make a motion for 6B, which would allow for the realtor signs to be changed from 10 square feet to 32.
Well, that's the one I'm interested in, so I'd like to make that motion.
Are you in realtor business, Joan?
I don't think she is.
No.
I didn't know.
What's that?
Mrs. Deaver makes a motion to adopt 6B.
Correct.
Which changes the limits of size of realtor-only signs from 10 square feet to 32 square feet unless they're in a recorded subdivision.
That's correct.
And I can read that, Mr.
Please read that, sir.
A motion to move the second and introduced ordinance as follows. Amend the first sentence of section 115-159G to state a temporary real estate sign indicating sale, rental, or lease of the premises on which it is located with a maximum area of 32 square feet of sign area per side, non-illuminated, and one sign for each street frontage on which the premises abuts, provided, however, that no temporary real estate sign for the sale, rental, or lease of a single dwelling in a recorded subdivision shall exceed 10 square feet of sign area per side. Delete the phrase, comma, back to back from the last sentence of section 115-159G. Amend section 115-160B3 to state temporary illuminated signs not exceeding 32 square feet of sign area per sign advertising real estate for sale or lease or announcing contemplated improvements of real estate and located on the premises with no more than two sides or facings, with one such sign for each street or road frontage, provided, however, that no temporary real estate sign for the sale, rental, or lease of single dwelling in a recorded subdivision shall exceed 10 square feet of sign area per side.
Yeah. Now, motion, Mrs. Deaver.
No more than 10 feet per side.
In a recorded subdivision. But a big piece of property, it can be a 4x8 sheet of plywood that says 50 acres for sale or whatever it says. Do you care to make it to second that, Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson's going to second it. We have a motion and a second to approve motion 6B as read. Mr. Sharp, any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, I don't see where any of that would be objectionable. I think the signs would be helpful. Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I think signs are helpful in a lot of ways, Joe, but I still see that we're trying to put them down and give more regulations where it looks
like. No, we're not bringing them down.
But on this motion, you're going to vote?
I'm going to vote yes.
You're going to vote yes. I vote yes. Motion carried.
That leaves us with 6C, in which Mr. Arlett and Mr. Cole, if so wanted to join in, that's with temporary construction signs.
Okay.
Which is the last part.
Let them please come back in the room.
Well, I never said George don't come in here and all that.
Don't call me to drink yet.
They get special privileges, right?
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, we're going back to number 6.
We've got special privileges.
I'm sorry. While you were gone.
Yes.
Having fun.
Always.
We passed motion 6B.
You did.
Yes.
Now then, what we did not deal with was construction signs.
Right.
And being you two, I don't think you're in a construction business. I don't know that. If either one of you or Mrs. Deaver care to make a motion to make the same change on the temporary construction signs from 10 square feet to 32 square feet, unless they're recorded subdivision. That's entirely up to you.
The question on temporary is sometimes you see them just left up, and even after the project's done. What enforcement ability do we have to?
It says only during the time the actual construction work is in progress is only when they're allowed.
So it's an enforcement issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we do have a way to figure out when it's completed.
How do they benefit the public?
Well, that's just.
I'm not being fresh. I can understand the realtor sign. That affects people looking for realtors.
Want to know who's building something because they have a complaint or they want to track something down or whatever, it tells you who's doing what.
It's a big sign.
It identifies the people building it.
It's a big sign.
It also may help.
It's only 4x8 sheet of plywood, right?
Also help the people that are working on the site to find it. A lot of those don't necessarily have
vendors
GPS.
Vendors got to bring material to the site.
Okay.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of motion 6C.
Mr. Arlett makes a motion to adopt 6C, which covers a construction, temporary construction signs. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that? Please read it, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Motion to amend the second introduced ordinance as follows. Amend section 115-160B4 to state temporary non-illuminated signs not exceeding 32 square feet of sign area per side in connection with new construction work and displayed on the premises during such time as the actual construction work is in progress, with one such sign for each street or road frontage, with no more than two sign faces provided. However, that no temporary construction for new construction work on a single family, on a single dwelling in a recorded subdivision shall exceed 10 square feet of sign area per side.
Any questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I think they already are that size, so I guess I'll vote yes. A lot of them are pretty big.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Sharp?
I believe just a motion on the final ordinance as amended.
We'll read the short title.
Anything else from you or Mr. Robertson?
I have nothing.
Would you like to retire now?
Mr. Moore, I think you need to read the short title as amended, right?
Yes. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs, as amended by your votes on the individual motions today.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption as amended.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
You don't get everything you want. I think it's an improvement in most of the areas that we have addressed, and I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlette.
After 14 months, Mr. President, yes, 14 months, it is a pleasure to put a closure to this, and I think it's been a great compromise, great piece of work here for this entire county, so I will absolutely probably say yes.
Probably?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Arlette. Mr. Wilson, your vote?
Yes, it is down to Mr. Robinson.
My vote is yes. That means go ahead and put signs up now. Prohibition is off.
That's correct. I will also vote yes. Motion carried. And
unanimous.
The next thing on our agenda, we haven't got to deal with that.